Amen.
It's not anything in us, it's just him.
Yes. Okay, let's go on a little bit. 33, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. Oh, I already went there. Okay, let's go down 36. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered to them. This fever went right now. Right now, bam. He jumped into overdrive and that thing took off. It's probably still running. It's a spirit. And now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick, all the sick, with many different, all kinds of diseases, brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. That's the compassion of Jesus. We don't know how big a crowd, but I bet it was getting large. And he stuck around until he had prayed for every last one of them. And every last one of them got blessed. Think of that. You know, we got people that ain't got time for that. But Jesus said, learn how to be a servant. Wash each other's feet. Esteem the other greater than yourself. Oh, that's hard to do. Look at 41. And devils came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art the Christ. And Christ here means Messiah, the Anointed One, the Son of God. And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Messiah. You know, there's a limit to talking to devils. Sometimes you can gather a little information, but it might be wrong. And he didn't spend a lot of time talking to them. He just rebuked them and told them, shut up. And when it was day, he departed and went into the desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. Can you imagine when... No, he's just told that only one leper was cleansed in the Old Testament. Okay, and when there was a famine, one lady had a pastor come by, Elisha. And all the misery and everything went on. And now here's here, and all of a sudden, these things are being healed, and they're being delivered. I mean, power has come. And they're getting excited. They say, we haven't seen it like this ever before. Why? Because it's his first time to come. But now,